This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President Joe Biden has threatened to reimpose sanctions on Myanmar following the coup by the country's military leaders. Mr. Biden called for a concerted international response to press them to relinquish power. President Biden condemned the military's takeover from the civilian-led government on Monday and its detention of elected leader and Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki responding to a question yesterday about whether anything beyond sanctions is on the table.
Well, I think that's why that was called out in the president's comments, as you know. We removed sanctions, the United States, I should say, removed sanctions on Burma over the past decade based on progress toward democracy. The reversal of that progress will necessitate an immediate review of our sanctions laws and authorities, followed by appropriate action. So that's why he called it out. I don't have any additional steps beyond that to predict for you at this point in time.
Biden condemned the military's takeover from the civilian-led government on Monday, and Myanmar's military announced a major cabinet reshuffle with massive removals. Iran said on Tuesday it has allowed about 20 crew members of a South Korean tanker seized almost a month ago for alleged pollution to leave the country in a humanitarian move. The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps seized the tanker and arrested its multinational crew near the strategic Strait of Hormuz on January the 4th. The development came as Tehran urged Seoul to release billions of dollars of Iranian assets frozen in South Korea due to U.S. sanctions. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny appeared in a Moscow court on Tuesday as face violation charges that could land him up to 3.5 years in prison. This is VOA News. Hong Kong Commissioner of Police Chris Tang said on Tuesday that more than 90 people had so far been arrested for national security-related offenses, which he described as very serious in nature. Some democracy activists have been victimized by unknown assailants, which has resulted in serious injuries to several protest organizers. Tang says that the victims are only using this so-called white terror as an excuse.
In fact, this term has been abused by a lot of people. When they're being arrested, they will make excuse saying that this is a right terror. But as a matter of fact, we based on evidence and based on law to make arrests. You know, the people try to make this excuse to make themselves feel a little bit better, or maybe try to get away with their criminal liability, or maybe try to fool the public. So I think this term has been abused by many people.
Washington's immigration policy will focus on regional migration and its root causes, as well as the annulment of policies inherited from the Trump administration, according to White House officials. Sagar Magani has more from Associated Press.
The Biden administration is boosting efforts to undo immigration policy changes over the past 4 years. On his first day in office, President Biden delighted immigration advocates by signing several orders to reverse Trump administration policy. Today, he'll sign orders on border security, legal immigration, and family separation, setting up a task force focused largely on reuniting parents and kids who remain apart. It's unclear how many there are, but court documents identify roughly 5,500 children who were separated during the Trump years, including about 600 whose parents have yet to be found. The White House says it'll create a humane asylum system, but warns it will take time to undo Trump's damage. Sagar Magani, Washington.
There is a long-standing tradition in this country every February the 2nd, whereby the little town of Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, becomes the hotbed for what is known as Groundhog's Day. Some news services are even silly enough to put it on the radio. If the groundhog sees his shadow, he scurries back into his burrow for 6 more weeks of winter. Well, this morning...
But now, when I turn to see... There's a perfect shadow cast of me. 6 more weeks of winter there will be.
Groundhog, if not seeing his shadow, it would have meant that spring was right around the corner. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.